Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCUCI Radio in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. Maybe the weather doesn't make it seem like it's the heart of the spring sports season, but those spring sports are underway. And Jim, you wanted to bring up a point today about the fact that sometimes they say about teams you can't tell the players apart without a scorecard, but at some of the spring sporting events, you don't even get a roster. It's hard to tell the players apart or know their names, and that's something that maybe should be looked at and changed.
Well, and that's kind of one of my pet peeves. And on one of the area Facebook pages here, Booster Club website, somebody posted, I'll read the message verbatim. What are the odds someone could post a roster with jersey numbers for JV and varsity baseball on here that we could print off, or maybe have some printed off and available at the concession stands? You know, I've been, and I've done you off the air, I've been, and I'm not picking on any one school here, all right? And I always tell that this is kind of a pet peeve. I think spring sports are treated a little bit differently than other sports, and I think I use this as a perfect example of, are there rosters that you can find at spring sporting events? Now, some of the teams I've covered, they have the rosters for maybe the home school, but maybe not the visiting school. And I always ask people, now, would you see that, Brian, at a football game in the fall, a basketball game in the winter? And I'm not talking about just the high school level, even the junior high level. I mean, that type of stuff is available. Why can't that be done at spring sports?
Yeah, exactly, and it wouldn't be that difficult to just print up a handful of rosters. It's not like you need a scorecard or anything like that, and just have them available. And as you say, those kids work as hard as anyone else. They should probably get recognition, especially on the day of the game.
And I'm not talking about, you know, a fancy program or a thing of that nature. Just something simple to say, hey, here's the home team, here's their numbers, year in school, and it's both available for the home team and the visiting team. Most of the coaches I work with, they're great giving you the scorecards and things of that nature, but it just makes the viewing more pleasurable and broadcasting the game, you know, from my perspective, of at least having a roster. And I don't know, we've talked about this before, and maybe this has something to do with it. We know in the fall, and we know in the winter, when we go to those games, the fans, what happens? Well, you have to pay to get in. That's the other issue, where spring sports are a little bit different, where there are no gate fees, and maybe that's the reason why there aren't things like the rosters at games. I don't know.
So you say you pay for those amenities.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's the other thing that's treated differently. And I know people are accustomed now to going to spring sporting events and not paying an admission fee. And I remember the one year we went to a game at a parochial school in the Quad Cities, and they had a gate fee, and people went absolutely bananas. But I'm like, well, really? I mean, what's wrong with that? If you have a gate during the fall and the winter, why don't you have a gate during the spring? Because you still have expenses within your athletic program, don't you? I mean, am I wrong on that?
Nope, I agree with you. Yep, why not?
And the other issue I look at, Brian, when we talk about the admission fee aspect, in the postseason then, right, what happens in the postseason for baseball and softball? Voila, there's a gate fee to get into the games.
That's right.
So why can't that be done during the regular season? And am I asking for too much? As we wrap up this isn't me whining, although it sounds like me whining. Am I asking for too much to say, can there be rosters for both the home team and the visiting team at baseball games and softball games? Now, mind you, I did a game earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, where the winds were like 35 to 45 miles per hour. And I know there's concerns of those rosters maybe looking like hot dog wrappers at the old Candlestick Park. But still, I think that benefits the fans coming out to know who's playing on the home team and the visiting team.
I agree with you, Jim, completely.
He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.